Okay. Good evening, everyone. It is July 28th, 6 p.m. And my name is Julia Johnson, Mayor of Sejorouli, and I'm calling this City Council to order. Will you all please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you. We'll go through the roll call, and I will begin with Council Member Brendan McGoffin.
Present.
Councilwoman Sarah Diamond.
Present.
Councilman Glenn Allen.
Present.
Councilman Chuck Owen.
Present.
And Councilman Kevin Loy.
Here.
And of course, Councilwoman Joellen Castilla is out this evening, and you all gave her permission at the last meeting.
Madam okay, Mayor, for the record, Ward 6, Carl DeYoung is here.
Oh my gosh, Carl. I am so sorry. I send my apologies. Okay. I was just going through and checking everybody's name. Thank you. Okay, so looking for an approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
Madam Mayor, Councilwoman Diamond, I would like to move forward with the agenda, but I would also like to consider tabling the discussion of ordinance number 198621 for the affordable housing tax, being that we have a council member not available to discuss and vote.
Okay. And so given that we are pulling, or there's a motion on the table to pull ordinance number 198621, the affordable housing tax, do I have a second?
I will second that, Madam Mayor. Councilman Allen.
All right. So any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? My apologies. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving forward with the consent agenda, items 1 through 3. Do I have a motion?
Madam Mayor, Councilman McGoffin, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All right.
Madam Mayor, Councilwoman Diamond, I'll second that.
All right. I have a motion by Councilman McGoffin, seconded by Councilwoman Diamond. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, aye. Motion. We will move right into staff reports. And Nathan is here tonight. He has something that he would like to share. So Nathan, I'm going to let you go first.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't believe that my guests that I had invited made it. I don't see them on the screen here, but I just wanted to take a minute to publicly thank and acknowledge the three Eagle Scouts that did such a fantastic job on cleaning and painting the locomotive and the caboose, and redid the deck out at Harry Osborne Park. Tim Duval, Trey Lucker, and Cannon Lucker, they organized the labor, organized the materials, and gave that feature a much needed upgrade. I look back in the records, and the last time that it looks like the train and caboose was painted was in the late 80s. So it's been over 30 years, and it just looks fantastic. If you guys haven't had a chance to drive by and check it out, but they did a good job. And I just wanted to get it on record that we thank them, and they work. So they're probably at their jobs and couldn't make it this evening, but just wanted to give them a little recognition and thank you. So that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. And thank you to the Eagle Scouts. They did do a beautiful job. And there were pictures that were posted. I don't know if any of you saw them online. They were actually pretty fun pictures. We have them both on our website and on Facebook. So, and Nathan, thank you for coming on and acknowledging them. Okay, well, we'll move on to Fire Chief Frank Wagner.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Another eventful couple weeks in the fire service. Everything is good and dry out there, so we're seeing some brush fires here and there and a lot of wildland fires on the east side. COVID numbers are starting to rise again with the Delta variant. The you've noticed there is a declaration from the Department of Health and our public health officer, Dr. Libren, asking people to wear masks in confined spaces and indoors again. No mandates yet, but our numbers are slowly coming up. Death rates and hospitalizations are not horrific like we've had in the past, but they're trending in the wrong direction. So they're asking for us to push for vaccinations and continuing to offer the pop-up vaccine clinics throughout the county. And I think there's some sponsoring agencies that are even offering gift cards for those that are willing to go out and get vaccinated. On top of that, I wanted to recognize a couple folks for an incident we had this last week where we had a motor vehicle accident caused by a medical incident prior to the motor vehicle flipping over. And one of our own multitaskers, who is a volunteer lieutenant here, and as well as a full-time garbage employee down at Wastewater with Leo, Bobby Castellea, was working as a garbage truck driver. He saw, pulled up on scene right after the incident happened, assisted one of our police officers, Austin McCombs, with removing the individual from the vehicle and immediately starting CPR and resuscitative efforts. And the greatness of our small community and the willingness to jump in and help, like we always see from our folks, the individual is recovering right now in the hospital and the family is very appreciative and has reached out and thanked Bobby and the crews. And just wanted to give him a shout out, and as well as the partnership with the police department in Austin as well. They're always there for us. So thank you, folks.
All right. Thank you, Frank. And I did send out, this did come in this evening, the Skagit County COVID update, and came in this afternoon. And I did forward that to all the council members. So it is in your email if you want to take a look at that. So thank you. Thank you, Frank. Okay. Police Chief Lynn Tucker. Good evening.
All right, good evening, Mayor and Council. A couple things here. The legislative mandates I've talked about and sent you information on in the last month or so, those went into effect on the 25th. We're living under a new set of rules of engagement. We are still working on implementing all this into our policy and procedure manual. Nikki's been helping us out with that and looking over everything that my sergeants and lieutenant have been going over with the folks from Lexapol. We're moving forward with that and trying to keep, I guess, keep things in perspective with the other agencies so that we're not having one agency do one thing and another do something completely different. So that's still moving forward. There's still a lot of questions in the air that we can't get answers for. We've got a lot of questions for the training that the recruits are receiving in Burien at the police academy, and haven't seen any good response on that. There was a USA Today report that was a fairly scathing overview of the training that Washington State law enforcement officers are getting. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of pieces moving in our world. And we're waiting to see where everything lands, and hopefully cool heads can keep moving forward, maybe come to some resolution on a few of these things that are a little bit troubling for law enforcement officers. At Councilwoman Diamond's request, went out and did a little bit of test traffic enforcement out on State Street. We have the radar car on Ferry Street documenting the traffic there. We'll pull that off probably over the weekend or after the weekend and see what kind of data we get off of the radar in there, just to see what kind of, I guess, flow and traffic that we can maybe program in some people to get down there and do a little bit more traffic. I found a lot of people were just a bit over the speed limit on State Street. I went and did my sneaky thing in my dust-covered pickup truck that I drive. Nobody suspected I was stopping cars until they got stopped. Good folks, most of them had everything they were said, just going a little too fast. We concentrated on education first, and we're going to start moving into more fining and all that. We also got a very articulate letter on traffic enforcement for Ferry Street. And I don't know if that's, the mayor may pass that on to you all at some point, but very well written, very well articulate, and it's kind of going to be up to me and Mark to do a little bit of research on this and see what makes the most sense, if we need to add some stop signs or whatever in the area. And I know this question keeps getting asked about, we need more traffic enforcement here and there. We're getting so close to having a whole bunch of baby police officers turn loose on these speeders in the city. I've still got three of them that aren't turned loose yet. And once I get the three more people that are slated for patrol, I'm gonna have a whole lot better ability to apply those to the traffic problem, which is all over the city. And with the new people, we had an exciting offer from the police academy. There's two police academies in the state. They're both ran by the same over umbrella organization, the Criminal Justice Training Commission. One's in Berrien and one is in Spokane. The Spokane one has got a reputation for a whole lot more, a better, I guess, level of training than the one in Berrien. And we got a call from CJTC saying that an opening in Spokane, we've never sent somebody to Spokane for that. And we just got that information yesterday. We jumped on it. So we're hoping to send Isaiah Van Dam to the police academy. He wasn't slated to go until like the 1st of September, but he might be going the 3rd of August. So we can get him a month earlier. And we actually get a firsthand view of what the Spokane Police Department's all about, and see how, or the Spokane Academy. It should be along the same lines of Berrien, but hopefully with a little bit of more of an emphasis on some of the stuff that we think our folks are lacking down in Berrien. And I believe that's all I have, Madam Mayor.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Director of Public Works, Mark Freiberger.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Number of things going on in the public works world right now. We have the pavement preservation project, which is the overlay on Wicker and Eastern, which we had the pre-bid meeting last Friday, and the work is going to start on that on August the 7th. And in addition to that, Nathan's got a variety of street projects going around town. We have a slurry seal that's going to happen on Orth Way and then on F&S Grade Road on August the 30th, and also our wastewater treatment plant and public works building project, which you authorized the advertisement on last meeting. The bids close on that on August the 12th, and we'll be coming back to you after that in the following council meeting if we get good bids for award. And beyond that, our design work is continuing on the SR20, SR9 project. We've requested the authorization from local programs to request funds obligation for that as a little process with the federal funded projects. We're hoping to bring that back to you with a request to go to advertisement in September with an ad date, hopefully October the 21st. You'll be acting a little later tonight on the Transportation Improvement Program for 22 to 27. Beyond that, Olmsted Park, the design is underway on that for that project for the infrastructure part, which we hope to construct in 2022. And the mayor will no doubt tell you the status of the federal funding for that, which is still looking positive at this point. And also, the mayor had asked me some time back to look into a pedestrian crossing on Cook Road to serve the new rotary playground that's currently nearing completion there. And we're partnered up with the county on that. They're actually going to do the design for one. That will be located, we think, at the Prospect Street intersection, which is pretty much right across from the new playground. They should have their design team selected this week, I understand, and get going on that the second week in August, and they hope to have the project under construction in September. They are funding that with road funds, is my understanding. And we have some match funds for that as well. And you approved at the last meeting the Arterial Preservation Program grant application from TIB for the Trail Road Project. I'll have another one or two requests for authorization to apply. One will be for the Cedar Woolley Phase 2A Path Project. We're still working out the details on that. The construction phase funds are not technically available until 2023. So we would have another year to apply for that, but we may try to accelerate that. We're still working through those details, David Lee and I. And then we also will have the intersection at Highway 9 and John Liner McGarrigle, which we've talked about a number of times on your agenda for approval to submit that grant application. So that's pretty much it for me tonight, Mayor.
Well, thank you, Mark. And again, thank you for working on that crosswalk. I think that's going to be a wonderful asset. And for those of you who are not familiar with it, the Rotary, along with the Janicki family, and it was actually, this was actually put together by the Janicki family, and Rotary is actually help assisting with it. But Pat's Playfield, which is a wonderful, it's a ADA, but it's for all play. Everybody can play on the equipment. It's fantastic equipment, like a train, and there's a crane, and there's other fun things. They are having a opening, which you are all invited to, the whole public's invited to, on the 14th of August. And social hour begins at 2:30, and the dedication is at 3. So if you're interested, put that on your calendar. So, all right, thank you, Mark. So moving on to Building Director John Coleman.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, thank you. So first, give a report on the Planning Commission. They had a really good meeting last week about the downtown design review. They're looking at updated design standards for the Central Business District, particularly for new buildings and modifications to existing buildings. And we made a lot of really good ground on that. Very good conversation, and so coming along nicely. With Catherine Weir, our assistant planner, had been helping with that project, but she has since moved on. And in her stead, we have hired a replacement. I spoke about the hiring process last time, and we have offered the job to Nicole McGowan, and she will be starting on August 9th. So gotta get her trained up a little bit before we set her free on creating design standards for the Central Business District, but we're looking forward to having her. And so that's what's going on with the Planning Commission. Continuing staff discussion, we're a bit in triage mode. Like I said, we are down an assistant planner. So it's just myself and Michelle in the planning department. And then we're still looking for a full-time replacement for our building inspector, plans examiner, as Tony is retired and still helping out when he can. But I'm doing a lot of the building inspections as well. So we're a bit in triage mode right now, but we'll be getting more staff back in early August and hopefully get rolling quickly. And that's all I have to report for council tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, John. A director of IT, Bill Chambers.
The IT specialist position closes on Friday, so which we'll be going through those and interviewing shortly after that. Deploying the automated security awareness program, still working on that, and still also prepping for the cemetery management software implementation. Rolling out the cedarwoolley.gov domain and multi-factor authentication for all city email accounts. And evaluating the TextMyGov citizen engagement 24/7 by automated SMS texting. And we did go and revise, I worked with Serena in finance on revising the automated attendant for the main city line. And I think we've got it a much better script for that. And her voice sounds much better than mine. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Director of Finance, Debbie Burton.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. With the Finance Department, we are also in hiring mode. So next week, we will be interviewing for the utility billing clerk position. So we did receive a considerable amount of resumes, so we're excited about that. We did have some good candidates, so we're keeping our fingers crossed on that one. We did receive another retirement notice within my department as well. And so Teresa will be retiring, not until October, but she plays a very key role in the finance department and also human resources. So it's really critical that we get somebody hired that has very exceptional skills as Teresa has, and that we get them trained properly before Teresa does officially retire. So hopefully that will settle our staffing down and we can start working on some, you know, improvements and efficiencies and things like that. I can't not tell you, I have to tell you how wonderful a team there is in finance. There is just a lot to be done in the finance area. So it'll be nice to have a stable staffing here soon. So looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. So let's see here. City Attorney, Nikki Thompson.
Thank you, Mayor. So of the rather limited things that we can talk about in public that I do, I am currently working on a Comcast franchise agreement, which you will see here probably within the next few council meetings. And so you'll want to take a good look at that because those are very long and oftentimes confusing documents. So I'm excited to get that handled. We've been without a franchise for a number of years now, and I'm excited that we can push this one through. Beyond that, I probably don't have anything of interest to the group.
All right, thank you, Nikki. City Supervisor, Doug Merriman.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. A few things for your interest. The library project, we're continuing to close the project out. We are down to the last remaining subcontractor who needs to turn in their paperwork, and we'll be able to start closing that project out. So we're getting there slowly but surely. I know Jean at the library is working on plans for a grand opening, so those details will be coming forward pretty soon. One contract that will be most likely coming up at the next meeting is Waste Management has sent us a proposed contract for recycling. Timing sometimes is amazing, but our current contract expires on August 31st. So we are currently going through that contract, just reviewing any changes or anything that might be in there so we can bring that forward and have a good discussion with you on that. Other things going on, you've heard some of those. Nikki mentioned the Comcast franchise agreement. There's a few others. The Public Works project we're doing with the building and the ops building. We're going through the state treasurer's office for local financing. This is a bond issue that we participate in. And right now we have all our paperwork and everything turned in. We'll probably have a few more things coming up that they'll ask us for. Mark will be coming forward before too long with the bids and those things later in this month, in August, I mean. And we'll be proceeding forward with that. So far it seems like our financing package is coming together and we'll be doing fine. So I think that is it for this evening.
All right, thank you, Doug. All right, moving on to council members. Brendan McGoffin.
Hi, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just had one thing this evening. I wanted to congratulate the wastewater treatment plant leadership and staff for receiving the Outstanding Performance Award again. I want to say great job. I know all of our staff work hard and it's nice to see some recognition. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Diamond.
Good evening. I just don't have much tonight. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody in person at the next meeting. So I think that's fantastic and a great step forward, regardless of mask status, that we get to meet in person. I think that's fantastic. And I just want to thank Chief Tucker and the police staff there for making the efforts in the traffic control. I've actually had some residents over the last week and a half or so that have made comments just in passing by that has made a difference and helped a little bit. So I just wanted to pass that along and thank the staff there. So thank you.
You did hear Chief Tucker talk about the letter that we did receive from one of the families that lives on Ferry Street. I did forward it to you. I thought it was very well laid out. What I loved about it was that they did their own research, and they also made great suggestions. So, so like the chief said, working with the Public Works Department, we'll see what we can make happen.
Wonderful, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Councilman Owen.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have anything tonight.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Loy.
I don't have anything of interest either.
Okay, thank you. Councilman DeYoung.
Oh, yes, I just wanted to thank Chief Tucker and the entire police department for their emphasis patrol on Railroad. That has been a topic of discussion for the neighbors there, and thank you for the education work that's happening on Railroad Avenue. You know, we as council members, we get, hey, we got potholes, this road, you need to fix it. We fix the road. Thank you, Mr. Freiberger. And then that puts pressure on Chief Tucker, because then people want to try it out and go above the speed limit, which is 25 and at Railroad there. Also, for Mr. Freiberger, thank you for the work that's being done with the asphalt on 11th Street between States and Warner, getting some nice comments from neighbors there too, and looking forward to seeing that get its final striping. And then, of course, back to potholes on Bingham Place. I talked to a few neighbors that had concerns about new potholes that have crept up during the past heat wave and the current heat wave. So just to put that on the radar. And another Chamber of Commerce day here in Cedar Willy, and thank you for the time.
Okay, thank you. And I guess, you know, Mr. Freiberger would probably tell you that Nathan and his team really work hard to get those things paved. And so I want to extend our thanks to them as well. They're the ones out there in the hot sun making that all happen.
Absolutely. Great work, guys.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And Councilman Allen.
I would like to thank Chief Wagner and his department for a motorhome was started in my brother's front yard, and they had it extinguished in pretty good time on Sunday. Otherwise, it could have burned a whole bunch down. Other than that, there are two things, Matt, Mayor, I will say. I want to bring possibly making. Oops.
Glenn, you're breaking up.
I want. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me better? Okay. Two things. I'm sorry, Madam Mayor. I want to find out how I can make it possible to recommend the mayorship goes to a full-time position, and I want to bring up council wages, and you know, council wages have to be done by November, because after the election everybody will be stuck for it. Won't affect Brendan, myself, or Chuck, but if we don't do something, they're going to be stuck for 4 years with the same wages. And if you're willing, I know you're putting a lot of time in, and I would like to have us take a peek and maybe have Doug explore
different possibilities, but you're working way more than 40 hours a week. So unless you're totally opposed to it.
It's nice to be acknowledged. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, and, you're doing a fantastic job. And I think the council is, and it's not always the money, but if we just keep going down and down and down, if they're making the same amount they made 16 years ago in 4 years, that's poo-poo.
So, you know, regarding the council wages, you and I've already had conversation regarding that, and that's already in conversation with our finance director and also with Doug. The beauty of this is that we have a biennium budget, which means we just do amendments to the budget. We don't have to do a full budget. So this will be a much easier process than.
Okay, I know that I won't get, I can't vote myself a raise. Chuck won't get a raise, and Brenda.
Glenn, you're breaking up again.
Current account election for capital. Okay, I know I can't get a raise, but this current council up for election and future councils up for election, I think they deserve something. That's my own opinion.
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe have Doug do some checking on and how long it's been since there's been increases and et cetera. And present it to us, because I think we need to make it by November, you know, or let's do it by November. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We have 3 months, so we're working on it and we'll get there. I promise you.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
You're welcome. Okay. I lost track here. Let's see. I guess that's it. So my report. Kind of a reminder that we are going to be coming back together on August 11th. We will be able to sit at the same dais. And it was a situation, as you may know, where if you were unvaccinated, you had to wear a mask. If you were vaccinated, then you had an option. But there was a memo that came out from Dr. Librant, our state health officer, who said that along with his other colleagues, and that's in both Snohomish and King County, they are recommending that everybody, no matter if you're vaccinated or not, wear masks when indoors. So we'll be doing that when we come back together. Everybody will be wearing a mask. And I'm looking forward to it too. It's been a long, long time. It feels like a long, long time. I think other than that, I can't think of anything regarding that. As some of you know already, because I have already put it out there, and if you've checked your email, you know, our fearless leader, Doug Merriman, is going to be leaving us end of November. So we are on the path to getting somebody in who will take care of all of us. I know that Doug spoke with you today and asked for your input as to what you would like to see, what kind of qualifications you'd like to see in a city supervisor. So we'll be having more discussions regarding that, and you'll be hearing more regarding that. So I found something really interesting, because it felt really woeful, all the people who are retiring. And in talking with Tamsin of EDAS, she was saying that in Skagit County, 65% of all people 65 and older are retiring, which may seem normal, but actually it's not a good thing for the county. So if we can get people to hang on, Doug, maybe that would be very, very helpful. And also the baby boomers are starting to retire. So we're going to be seeing actually across the nation a lot more retirements and a lot more jobs opening up. So, you know, brace yourself, I think, because over the next couple of years, we're probably going to see many of our employees who have been here for a long time, which speaks to the quality of work environment that we have here at Sejal Woolley, who have reached 30 or more than 30, some close to 40 years working here. They're getting ready to retire. So we'll be hearing more about this. So I think it's going to become a common theme as we move through the end of this year and probably through next year. So hang on for that. We did receive a warning from the DEM. They were talking about on the 29th of this month, it's Thursday, tomorrow, through the 31st Saturday, they're expecting temperatures in the 90s and possibly reaching close to 100. So just a reminder to be sure to hydrate, drink lots of water, you know, dress appropriately for the weather, limit your time in the sun. And if you have neighbors or family who are elderly, children, pets, be sure to take care of them and check in on them. So that's it. I think that's all that I have tonight. Okay, moving on to public comments. It is 6:35. I'm going to open up public comment. Please give me your name and your address and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. And Joe, I see your, would you like to make public comment?
Yes, I yes. Would. I dare ask for raise my hand and conduct myself like a civilized human being and just raise my hand and all that. Mayor, I want to first, I'm calling in for a couple of reasons. One, I want to thank our fire and our police for the quick response they had yesterday to the traffic accident in front of the library. Hang on a sec. I'll give you at State and State and Eastern Avenue at about 5 yesterday. Really appreciate the fast response.
I'm going to interrupt you just a bit because I need your address. So if you could give me your address.
Sure. I'll give you my mailing address, 901 Metcalf, BMB 21.
Perfect. Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
It's okay. I normally don't give out my street address. It just makes me a little uncomfortable. Definitely a Cedar resident. And just wanted to thank the first responders for that quick. They were there within like 5, maybe 6 minutes to the accident in State and Eastern. It was good to hear from the police chief. There's going to be more cops, policing traffic because I'm now a cyclist out there. Really important to have support all our first responders. I do hope in the future our cops, like our firefighters and paramedics, wear masks when they're out in the public. We need to fight this COVID virus. I'm double vaccinated. I wear my mask going into buildings anyway. Because Mayor, I read your note in the newsletter. I share your hurt and upset and fears about losing more small businesses. I think part of what makes Cedar Woolley is the small businesses that are in this town. And if I have to wear a mask for a few minutes to protect them, like the mailbox place or, the antique store and certainly our wonderful public library, I don't have a problem with that. I just want our lives back. And I want to, I don't ever again want to go through another shutdown or phases or any of that stuff. That's really heartbreaking. And I'm also going to email you asking for that letter you got that you mentioned, because I need to send that letter to a transit board to ourself, not ours in Skagit, but another one to herself that has a problem with masking. Just want to say those things and want to thank you, Mayor, for all your hard work. And I'm happy to represent this community at the Skagit Transit Community Advisory Committee. So thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we'll be able to remotely testify again. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you for the service work that you do. You're very involved in the community here, and that's greatly appreciated. It's citizens like you that make good things happen. So thank you for doing that. I don't have any email address. Do you mind sending it to my email address? And then I can make sure that I can get that letter to you.
Sure. My email is
Well, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it over the line. Could you send it to my work email address?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Joe. Is there anybody else regarding public comment? I don't see any hands up. So it is 6:39. I'm going to close public comment and we're going to move on to unfinished business. You pulled Ordinance 1986-21, the Affordable Housing Sales Tax. So there will be more information coming out regarding that. I know that we received something, I can't remember if it was today or yesterday, from the county. And so I think it was mailed out to you. Doug, did you have opportunity to mail it out to them? Maybe not. I'll make sure it gets mailed out to you. So, but it'll also be on the agenda with this on August 11th when we come back together. So moving on to resolution number 1073-21, the second reading and possible adoption of 2022-2027 TIP. And Mark, we'll turn this over to you.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is the second reading for the 22-27 Transportation Improvement Program, as the mayor said. We gave a presentation at the previous council meeting, so I guess I'll just leave it open for any questions you may have, any supplemental information you would like to have on this. And if there is none, then we would request a motion to approve the TIP. Thank you.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
This Council Member DeYoung, I would like to move, let me get my screen right, pardon me. I'd like to move resolution 1073-21, a resolution adopting the six-year transportation improvement program for the city of Cedar Woolley, Washington, 2022 through 2027. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Madam Mayor, I'll second that.
Okay, so I have a motion by Councilman DeYoung, seconded by Councilwoman Diamond. Any more discussion or any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same signs. Okay, motion carries. We have no new business. So this was a quick meeting. So I hope you all have a wonderful evening. It'll be a good evening for all of us now. And I will see you on August 11th. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.